The following is a JetNation.com exclusive.
JetNation.com. Okay, first things first. Breathe. Relax. Deep breaths. In and out. A season is not over after week 5. If you're 0-5, maybe. The Dolphins, your season's over. But at 2-3, coming off a brutal road trip, season's not over. Now granted, let's be realistic about this whole thing. They did play 2 out of those 3 games, missing the core piece of their offensive line, but they sucked. Offensively, they're a joke. Defensively, they're more of a joke. Yes, they could have beaten Oakland. In fact, they should have beaten Oakland, but they didn't. They were absolutely embarrassed in Baltimore. And don't put that one on Sanchez. We'll get to Sanchez. But when a quarterback can't take a 2-step drop without getting absolutely hammered, don't pin it all on him. And then they lose in New England. A lot of people lose in New England. We've spent a lot of time losing in New England. It happens. But here's the thing. Going into this season, I think all of us agreed that 10 wins, 11 wins, probably wasn't going to win this division, might not even get you in. But things changed. Just like the NFL always does, it's unpredictable. There's no chance in hell that the New England Patriots, with that crap defense, is going to win 13 games. This isn't last season. Hell, the Jets put up points on them. And that's saying something, because our offense sucks. Seriously. And Buffalo? Come on. They'll come back down to earth. And at the end of the day, as bad as the last 3 weeks have been, as terrible as Mark Sanchez has looked, as porous as the defense has felt, all it is early season football, period. So relax. Now, that said, right now this team has no identity. For the past 2 seasons, the identity has been very, very straightforward. The defense is going to pop you in the mouth. They're going to keep you in the game. And so long as the young quarterback doesn't screw it up, most likely they're going to beat you. Well, the defense doesn't look anything like the defense did for the past 2 seasons. And the quarterback, that leap that he was supposed to take, he hasn't taken. So Rex Ryan announces we're going back to the ground and pound. Awesome strategy. If that is the strategy, which going on this past Sunday's game, it looked like it was, someone needs to explain to me the point of announcing it in a press conference. I just don't understand that. Yes, I agree. They need to get back to running the ball. But if you haven't noticed, the offensive line looks like shit. And if the offensive line can't block and the running back can't run, I don't know what we're grounding and pounding. So, although my point is it's not time to panic, it is time to tweak things. It is time to change things up. Listen, I don't think it's possible for the defense to go from being that good to this bad, this quickly, over the course of a season, without many major moves, personnel-wise. They have to get better. I have to believe, you have to believe, that they will find a way to get better. But what's missing right now, more so than anything else, is that swagger, is that cohesion, is that feeling of unity, us against the world, that glue that binded those 2 teams the past 2 seasons, that took a team that never should have went as far as they did into an AFC championship game, 30 minutes away from beating Indy, and then a drive away from beating Pittsburgh to go to the Super Bowl the following year. Where is that cohesion? They have to find a way to manufacture it. Obviously, the defense is gonna look worse when it spends this much time on the field. The best move this team has made this season is shipping Derek Mason out of town. He can't get with the program? Pack your bags, bud. No problem. Curley can figure this thing out. I would give an organ to get Jericho Cotchery back. Is anybody with me on that one? That's what's missing. Now, I'm never going to be the type to point my finger at an offensive coordinator and say, hey, you're the problem, bud. But guess what? There's a marked difference between Mark Sanchez in a standard spread offense than there is in a hurry-up two-minute drill offense, in a high-tempo offense. He's a different guy. Brian Schottenheimer has to manufacture that. We watched Indy, and I am in no way comparing Mark Sanchez to Peyton Manning, but we watched Indy manufacture a two-minute drill for the past decade, and they've done it to a high level. If there's one place where he succeeds, one place where you can say, hey, that's where he's comfortable, it's in that hurry-up, high-tempo offense. Find a way to get him there. Get that offense there. Find an identity. Because guess what? You're 2-3. You're not 0-5. The season is not over. You're two games out of first place. You still got two against Buffalo, another against the New England at home, and a whole world of season left to play. So this one's on Rex, this one's on the coaching staff, and this one's on the players. Find that swagger, find your identity, and find it Monday night. I'll see you all at the stadium on prime time.
The preceding was a JetNation.com exclusive.